Hey, well, I guess I'm on the show alone since Mo has
No, here I
disappeared.
am.
Hey,
Here
guys.
I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Because I'm getting text messages. Shout out to Sports Life Daily. They just had a great show. I'm getting text messages from
Oh,
KT, and I'm
good.
using this on my phone. And I'm like, he's like, "Are you guys running late?" Yes, we are. I apologize for everybody's schedule. We are running a little
We
bit
are a
off
little
some,
delayed.
a
We
little
are a little
delayed.
delayed.
Other known on my end, otherwise known as BP time. You know, we run a little late at times. You know, not to have
It's
a
typical,
stereotype out there,
know.
but it happens.
It happens. I'm home in Seattle right now, so trying to figure out life and technology at mom's house is a little bit more different than others.
Right.
And it's beautiful. It's sunny. It's hard to be. I almost wanted to record outside, but I didn't know if I could find like a couple of extension cords to like, run some internet and or run the power of my computer and light out here. 'Cause what freaks me out sometimes, and this is what I don't remember since I was a kid, since it's till like 9:30 to 10 o'clock, it's light outside.
Yeah,
Like
that's
when
the
I'm in
Pacific
Vegas,
North.
7 o'clock, it's dark in Summerlin. Like it's completely dark.
Yeah,
Out
that's that
here, I don't
Pacific
even know what's going
Northwest.
on.
Yeah, that's that Pacific Northwest for you.
Ah, yeah,
That's what
no
it
mountains to
does.
block it. It's just, I don't know. It's a lot. So,
It's different.
anyways, we are officially live. We got a great guest coming up for the VGK Ladies with Katie Levitt, the founder of VGK Ladies. Hockey is starting. WNBA already started. Major League Baseball. I know your Dodgers have been in the news.
Dodgers are
Priceless.
playing right
Priceless.
now, actually. Dodgers
Yeah,
are
I
playing right
actually got
now.
them
The
all
last time the
behind me.
score was 1-1. Oh no, not the
Got them.
Mariners. When's the next Mariners game? What's going on with the Mariners? What they doing?
They've won one game. They beat the Astros. They stopped their 15-game losing streak to the Astros. So hey, I will take that one win for right now and keep on rolling.
Good.
I
Very good.
mean, we know
Very
I
good.
can't do. There's not a whole lot I can do in regards to my Mariners. They're just, what can we do about it? Not a whole
Hey, well, you know, it's all
lot.
good. I have on
But
the
I'm
other
all
hand,
for your
Dodgers win.
Dodgers. I mean, I know there's
Oh,
going to
you
be a
enjoy
lot more of
teams
these.
that have action and a deep bullpen that actually can win some games? Is that what you're
I
saying right
enjoy
now?
baseball right now. I enjoy sports right now.
Oh, okay. So you're
I mean,
just trying
I've
to
never
watch
been a
everything.
Dodgers hater. I've never been a hater of them. I'm enjoying baseball. I enjoy that they've been in the news. I enjoy that, they're finally giving the Astros what many other people haven't yet, but I'm sure there'll be more teams that do.
Oh
It's
yeah, it's
pretty
coming.
interesting. Yeah,
It's
I'm
definitely coming.
excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's definitely
Oh.
coming for sure. I mean, for them to try to say, "Oh, we're gonna throw an 8-game suspension to Joe Kelly for yesterday's game and little melee," I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I feel like, because he made a crybaby face, which is now to me, I coined the official Dodgers this face. Like, whatever. You're not gonna sit here
It
and.
was the
You're
perfect
not gonna sit and diss my boy off an 8-game suspension when the Astros cheated and none of those players got suspended for this new 60-game season. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like,
too.
it
And I
doesn't
still
make any
don't
sense.
get that. It still doesn't make any sense to me. I still don't quite understand how that's even possible, how they cheated, and there's been nothing done about it. But yet your pitcher does like minuscule things and has 8 games. But I
Well, he
guess
threw a ball too towards somebody's head, really. What was it? Correa's head? A little too close, a little too closely. That's okay. That
eight games?
happens. It's baseball.
I
Think
don't
about it.
know.
Let me tell you something. Joe Kelly is known for throwing crazy curveballs. His window was a victim during the COVID pandemic. He's always the guy that's gonna have a trick type of pitch. He never knows when he steps to the mound, and he's admitted to this. He never knows when he steps to the mound what type of pitch he's gonna throw. That's the crazy thing about him. And mind you, he wasn't with our Dodgers team when we lost to the Astros. He was with a Red Sox team that got beat by the Astros. So he has a few other personal reasons, if those were reasons, as to why he would do exactly what he did. It has
Right.
nothing to do with, you know, he said it in his post-game press conference too, via virtual, that, you know, he says, "I never know where my pitches are coming from. I get on the mound and sometimes it could be this way or that way. Is it no intention?" Of course, he has to say that. Was I trying to go after the guy's head? But I feel like the Astros are really crying right now. They're going to be crying all season because this is kind of the punishment you get for cheating. Everybody is not sympathetic to cheaters, not in a league like this when people are missed out on opportunities. You already are knowing a pitch before it's thrown. That's cheating to a certain degree. That is very, that is cheating. So yeah, I'm not going to, I think it's ridiculous. He's filing an appeal. I hope he gets his appeal. Dave Roberts has a one game suspension. He's taking his L with the one game suspension. The manager for the Astros has a one game suspension. He's doing his one game suspension, but Joe Kelly needs to fight this. I think it's ridiculous.
We'll see how it all goes. But I definitely want to get our guest on because I know we've got some hockey to discuss. And shout out to everybody that's joining me on the chat. So we got people from YouTube as well as Facebook. Hey, Jose. KT's in the house. You said you had a good show. Oh, Mo's and our girl Taya. And then Tasha, we'll get into your Astros stuff with Mo later on. I don't know. Mo must be getting another phone call from some friends. Can y'all not call her
I'm
right
getting
now?
Called. No, they don't know. Like, no one knows. Like, right. But you got this. You got this. If I have to tap out, I'll tap out for a little bit. But I'm going to tap right back in.
Let's get her in. Hey, Katie. Yeah.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How are
you? We've seen some VGK stuff in the background too, so that's great.
Yeah, I'm in my son's room, so I've got VGK and Ninja Turtle stuff. So
Ninja Turtle power. I'm all about it. We grew up on that stuff. I ain't that old. I can relate.
Yeah, my son
was the kid at heart.
He was a Ninja Turtle for 3 years, and then he moved on to this guy.
Oh, he's Sonic the Hedgehog. I love it. Okay.
Sonic the
Hedgehog. That's dope.
Well, welcome. We definitely wanted, we had you and your partner back on last year, but now that the new season kicked off, we had a cold COVID shutdown. We haven't had hockey for, 130 some days or I don't remember the exact date, but it's starting again for Vegas.
Yes, it is.
The Golden Knights exhibition game is tomorrow.
Wow. In Edmonton.
Starts on the 1st, which is Saturday. And so we wanted to get you back on to kind of discuss about, well, first let us know, VGK ladies, kind of where you got that, where you started that, what made you want to start that. And then we'll get into kind of some things that you're, you know, discussing about the season and the upcoming playoffs.
Okay. So VGK ladies started because I saw a need arising in Facebook groups of just women not being taken seriously with their sports opinions or being mansplained or hit on or just, it just seemed like they wanted to post about certain things and, the men just weren't having it. And so I just decided to start a Facebook group just for them. And, it really took off and then I just decided to expand it to, you know, a website and, which we have a ton of stuff on our website that nobody else really offers female sports fans. With like, I mean, it's kind of sounds silly, but craft tutorials because like the women want to do crafts for the Vegas Golden Knights. And so, yeah, I'm going to help them do that. So I just wanted to give the women everything that they wanted, to be the fan that they wanted to be. So that's how it started and it's just kind of taken off and we've been doing it for 3 years now.
And the DIY part of your guys' website is pretty cool. Like I was learning to try and make my dog bed for my dog because I know there was a dog bed for that. But I saw even more of the recent stuff
with the rocks.
Easter
like the
and
rocks.
Halloween. The rocks. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the rocks. The rocks are cool too.
But you guys offer a lot. Plus you also give that, you know, 101 information. Like, okay, you're new to sports. You're new to hockey. Like, how do you get to the stadium? How do you get to the arena? How do you park? What should you wear? What colors do you not wear if you're coming to a Golden Knights? I mean, I think that's pretty, you know, as a Seahawks fan or anyone else, like, or as a Raider fan, you know what colors you shouldn't be wearing to the game. So even if you don't have the memorabilia or the jerseys, at least come with the right colors. You know what I mean? So I think that was really interesting too, that you guys offered this information for people that maybe are just starting to learn and check it out.
Right. Yeah. A lot of fans in Vegas are new and certainly not all. There's plenty of fans that are longtime hockey fans, but you know, there's a lot of people in Vegas that just didn't have teams to root for. And so they didn't really watch sports. And so when the Knights came along, we all of a sudden have this influx of people who are really interested in hockey now. And just with it being a new team, facts like how to watch a practice and what channel can you watch the games on, things like that, it's new information for everybody. And so we try to offer that. But we also have a whole Hockey 101 section that just, you know, teaches the newbies about the sport in general. So we talk about, you know, what do the lines on the ice signify and what are the different types of checking, and we'll explain what happens when you put a player on waivers and salary cap, all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure that our fans are really well educated.
So yeah, and that's important. I mean, there was so much information that it helped us. Like, 'cause I know for myself, I became a hockey fan when Vegas got their team. Just like, you know, Seattle, we all know, just got their team, announced their name. And a lot of my friends are like, so are you a Kraken fan now? Like, are you? And I'm like, no, I mean, I'll root for them. Like, they're going to be, as long as I'm not playing the Golden Knights, I'll be rooting for them because they're my home team. However, the Golden Knights are who brought me into liking the NHL, enjoying hockey games, watching them. Like, I never thought I'd be watching an entire hockey game, let alone into, you know, overtime periods of 2 and 3, like our first season when we were having these crazy playoffs. That's what got me into hockey. So I'll maintain to be a VGK fan. But I think that's important for me, is that I was trying to figure out, what do these lines mean? What's icing? Like, what is, you know, I'm trying to relate it to other sports that I know, but it was great to have information from somebody else that can help you. And for women, not everybody wants to hear it from a guy. They usually are looking to ask a friend. And I think that your community has brought, you guys have like what, over 7,000 or?
Yeah, we're close to 8,000 now.
Yeah. And that's just all, you know, women that love hockey and have been learning. And I think there's a whole sisterhood that you built there in regards to just people. I mean, everybody's talking and trading this, and it's kind of like a, like one big sorority almost of hockey women.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of friendships have been made in that group. I mean, I have a ton of new friends just from meeting people in the group. I know there's a group, like an actual, like, a group of women that all hang out together that never hung out before. And they just met at one of our like little get together bowling events. And so there's a ton of people like that, that I went to a lunch the other day because one of the girls in our group had moved away and then she came back to visit, and everybody that was there to have this lunch with her, which I think there was like 10 of us, we had all met in the group. And so that was, nice. That's really cool.
Yeah. Wow. That is really cool. Yes. See, those are the kind of things you don't always, you know, know.
You don't expect it.
No, huh? Yeah.
Wow. So what was your take when they announced that the NHL season was over and there was no more Knights? Walk me through your whole processing of that, of how you felt, because when they just started being a roller coaster of things, like started with basketball, then it started with the baseball, then it started with hockey. Well, hockey season was going on, and then it was like, then hockey's going. So how did you feel, and what was your kind of thing with all of that?
You know, when that was happening, so many other things were happening. So we were learning that, you know, CCSD was closing for, I think, a month at that time. And so just I think everybody was kind of shocked in general by what was happening in the world. And so when they said that hockey was on pause, that was pause was the word they used.
Right.
We just thought like you kind of expected it. You were disappointed for sure. But we had some injured players, and I thought, okay, like that gives these players time to recoup. And we thought maybe it would just be out for like 2 weeks, maybe that month. And then to hear that it had just fully, like the season was over and they'd canceled, and we were, you know, wondering if we were even going to get hockey back at all. Like, I'm just thankful that we've got a game tomorrow. That was a gift, really.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking. And truthfully, yeah, it was very, when we realized we weren't really getting it back for a long time, it was really disappointing because there's so much like conflict and strife and just things to struggle with in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's dealing with something that we were now suddenly losing this extra outlet for like stress and, you know, something to take your mind off things.
Right.
So it was just kind of a stressful time to live. And now that it's coming back, I really feel like the world kind of needs this. You know, yes. The world needs sports to watch and to take our mind off and to have something that we can collectively get behind and not argue about, except for in a fun way. You know?
Right, right. Because mind you, like at that time, we had just made our top ranking to the Pacific West Division. We had been down, and then we were like, okay, we're so close now, we can advance and we can go into the playoffs. And then this happens. It was just like, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And now that it is back, to your point, we're ready. Like, we're ready for nighttime. We were really hoping, I know, were you like really, really on the bandwagon of pushing to have T-Mobile Arena be one of those hub cities as well, or for Vegas to host as well when it came to that? Because that was one of those things that we were rumored to have, which gave us a beacon of hope. And then they were like, no. We're taking it up to Edmonton or Toronto, in Toronto.
Yeah, I think we all kind of expected that there wasn't going to be fans. So it was one of those, like, it doesn't really matter where it is. But when I thought that we were going to get it, it just made me feel better. Like, knowing they were right there, it felt closer, you know? And I think a lot of us thought we could go stand outside T-Mobile and, like, watch the game on a screen. Not like that would have never happened anyways, now we realize, but...
Right.
You know, it sounded good. It sounded good then.
It sounded fun. And so then now it's like, I know the reason they moved it away is solely because of our COVID numbers in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Had we kept those numbers low, which I mean, we all should have expected it anyways, just because it's a tourist destination. But when those numbers spiked, that NHL just was sort of forced to look otherwise, but I think they really would have picked us had that not happened.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Well, I think if the United States wasn't blowing up, period. Unfortunately, it's luckily they have two cities up north in Canada that will be hopefully safe. It seems so far that bubble situations for sports has been positive so far, at least for the main part. Having them in a bubble atmosphere. Major League Baseball, I mean, that's kind of taking a turn at the moment. So it's hopefully going to be good for them. I know that on Sunday there was a big send-off for the guys. I know VGK Ladies have posted a bunch of videos in regards to, you know, decorating your car. I mean, were you at the event? I know we saw a video. You shared it on Girl Chat Sports, but I don't know if there's anything else that you want to talk about as far as the send-off for the guys. It seemed like they really appreciated it. And I'm sure, like most teams, enjoy just seeing the fans anywhere right now.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't able to go. My dad had been in the hospital and got it. He's fine now, but he had just gotten out. And so I was tending to him. But I know a lot of the women went, and the Knights had asked everybody to decorate their cars. So prior to that day, I just did a little post in the group saying, hey, what are some ideas to decorate your car with? Just because I wanted us to be a little extra, maybe a little Vegas. And people did. Like, people went, they put posters all over their cars. People had a blow up chance. They had like balloons and streamers and people were putting their bobbleheads on the front of their car, like anything they could do to night it up, you know?
Yeah.
And that parking lot, so it was over at the ballpark lot, the East lot, and it filled up pretty good. So I know the Knights were loving it. I'm sure they were thrilled to just see fans again, because it's been so long, they've had closed practices. So, and the fans really enjoyed being there too, so. I think it was just all around a positive experience that the fans had sort of been asking for and hoping would happen, because we knew we weren't going to be able to go and send them off in any other way.
Right.
Yeah. So. No, that was a great way. Amazing. That was really ingenious of you guys and them to do something like that, to collab. So even fast forward to all of this happening, we got a new coach.
Yeah.
Did that blindside you? Like, I need to know, did you have any extra little tea in that to know that Gallant was going to be gone and then we have this new coach coming in? And no. If you didn't, what was your take when the announcement just exploded all across Las Vegas?
So nobody knew. Okay. Gallant didn't know. Like, nobody knew until, when he was, I think it was like they came and told him, and then the news broke within like a few hours. And then they had hired DeBoer like very soon after. Mm-hmm. My husband woke me up and told me, and I thought he was joking.
Okay.
Like, I was like, there's no way. Like,
yeah, right.
We're not going to hire a sharks coach. You know?
Right.
And then when I found out it was true, I mean, I like lost it. And I think everybody kind of lost it. Like, for us, that was just so not cool. You know, we loved Gallant, and having, like, it doesn't matter how good DeBoer is going to be, just having him be a Sharks coach and then come to us was just sort of like a slap in the face. Having said that, I love him now.
Right.
Yeah. And even like, I think after his first press conference, when they asked him about the team and his approach, and I think he was just so smart about it, and that people said they were willing to give him a chance and willing to stand behind mm-hmm. him. And he kind of won us all over that day.
Yeah.
So kudos to him, because that was a hard job. A lot of people were very angry.
That, and then just see the transition. You saw the transition of how the players were playing and how he made he did position switches, and he had different goalies in the place of Fleury, and said his strategy when it came to Fleury, and see how that goes now into how they're playing. They're playing performances a level up. I think that was just what we needed. We'd gotten very complacent with our Knights, and we thought, you know, Gallant's our guy. I mean, he took us to the Stanley Cup Finals. Why would we get rid of somebody like that? Yes, we had some hookups. We lost Eric Halla, lost a few of our players. But to see this guy come in that is the enemy and dissect our team and make the changes and the necessary things that we had to do, adjustments, I mean, look at it. I think there's a chance we can go all the way to the top for sure with this guy. So
I think so too. I think he's done a really fantastic job.
Yes.
I like that he switched up the lines, and I was a little bit worried about that because I preferred the lines, but I think I think the way he has it is working, and I especially like that he's made changes on defense.
Yes. You know,
it's really nice for an outsider to come in, because as an outsider, you can look at something really objectively and see, you know, even where did his team capitalize on our weaknesses? Mm-hmm. You know, he had that perspective that he could come in and say, if you guys just tweak these little things, and that's all he did, it was little things, mm-hmm. But that we could be so much better. And like you said, we all saw the performance was so much better.
Oh, it was.
I think we're cup contenders for sure.
Oh, absolutely, without question.
And what's crazy is it kind of happened at the right time. Like, in hindsight, had we not had that coaching change and headed into COVID, what would have happened? Would we still have been? Because we weren't at the top of the Pacific Division back then.
No.
So, I mean, could we have been now dealing with the battle for the Stanley Cup? Would we be in the playoffs? You know, who knows what could have happened? We wouldn't have made that change had it not been for the coach. And I'm just curious now, what do you think about, how do you feel like the dynamic is now? I mean, now everybody's had time at home. Everybody's had time with family. They haven't had that, you know, camaraderie on the ice as much, but they've had practices together. They've been closed, you know, obviously for fans. So do you feel like there's been a lot more connection between the guys and the coach now? It's been some time. Are we ready to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they warmed up to him pretty quickly. Like I said, he approached the team really well. He was very smart about it. So I feel like pretty quickly they saw that he was taking the team in the right direction, and they sort of started to get behind him. In terms of what the like quarantine did to all that, I don't know, but I will say, like, as an athlete, I've had several surgeries that have put me out of the game mm-hmm. for a while, and it's like you're forced to be out, right? You're mm-hmm. just itching to get back, and it's like I know that's how these guys are right now. Like, they don't care how it happens. They're going to play, and they're going to freaking go out and play hard. So right. I think they're happy to have him on the team, and they're willing to listen, and they just want to go out and play and hopefully get the cup.
So. Yeah. And with this setup now, where you have one exhibition game and then you go into this round robin situation, do you think with that type of strategy that our Knights have a better chance than if it was just a regular play season of the playoffs?
I don't know. Because what the round robin does for us is just give us a seeding position. Mm-hmm. And had we finished out the season normal, if we had finished in the same place that we did now, we would have automatically been top seed.
Right.
So it's kind of, I don't know.
It's different. It's totally different. And this is just a new thing. I just want our players protected. I don't want any COVID outbreak. I shouldn't even said it. I should have just not said a word.
No, I think the bubble's going to be good.
Yeah, I don't want any situations. We've got Edmonton. We've got Toronto. Two bubble hubs that they can travel to. And I just pray that it just goes without a hitch. And I feel like with the shortened type of situation that we have, it may be the way to go. Now, I know you've been keeping up with Ryan Reeves and everything that's going on with his brewery. Did you know by chance that he was a diehard Raiders fan? Did you know that his influence as far as growing up as a kid and loving Raider Nation was apparent? I read an article recently. I have to always dive into my Raiders and talk about the Knights incorporating with that. But someone had penned a great article about the Raiders coming. They talked about the whole influence of Tarkanian and how he used Frank Sinatra to recruit the Rebels back in the 90s or early 70s, 60s, 70s to come and play at UNLV. But they also broke down each team that we had. They talked to the Aces about the Raiders coming. But most importantly, they talked about the Knights and how they're being a new team, a birth team in Vegas. But they highlighted Ryan Reeves and how he had this big adoration of the Raiders. And he loves the black and silver. And he loves that his team colors for the Knights is black, gold, and silver. And I had no idea. Like, I'm just now knowing it. And you being the VGK ladies and some of them love Revo. Did any of you guys know that? Like, I didn't know that.
No. And like, here's the funny thing. I think a lot of them still don't know that.
Wow.
And the only reason I know it is because I also run the Las Vegas Raiders ladies group.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Katie. You didn't tell me.
You just spoke Mo's language.
You didn't tell me there was a Las Vegas Raiders ladies group. I need to join that.
Okay, so it's, out there listening. It's been around for a while. It's just we didn't fully I didn't fully attack it or try to recruit people or build the group as much just because we're waiting for the Raiders to actually be here. But yeah, it's we've got it now. It's going. And so we have the Las Vegas Raiders ladies group and then the same name page. And so I post like Raiders news on the page. And I had found that article that talked about Reeves being a fan. And again, I didn't see
that. Die hard.
Yeah. I didn't see that anywhere in any Knights groups. I only saw it because I follow the Raiders. And so I posted that on that page and in that group and stuff. So I think the people in our group know that. And there's crossover. There's some crossover between the Knights fans and the Raiders fans. But right now, unfortunately, there's not a lot of, like the majority of Knights fans have not decided to also be Raiders fans yet.
Well, it's an interesting
that's
going to
take
thing.
Some time, I think.
It's going to take some time because they've got to see the performance of the Raiders. And a lot of them have teams that they're already kind of an affiliate to. Or you have some ladies that are just strictly hockey. That they're not into the football or anything like that. So it's going to be a big of a push-pull. But I had no clue that you had a Las Vegas Raiders fan, a women's group. And I'm joining as soon as we're done with the show, just so you know. And
I might make you an admin just because I feel like you'd be good at it.
Hey, whatever. Don't throw too much responsibility on me now. I already got full plate. Mel's already throwing enough at me with girl chess boards. But anyway, I still will be in there chiming in if I have to. If you need me, yeah, I'm there. But I was curious with that because let's just speak hypotheticals. If we didn't have the COVID, we're running into our hockey season, and then it just kind of ties in when we get into our Stanley Cup finals and that kind of thing, and they're playing, and then the Raiders season starts. You personally, and we have home games for the Raiders, which games would you be attending? Would you be going to the Knights games, or would you be going to the Raiders games with the season opener? I just need to know.
I'm going to Knights games, honestly.
You're going to Knights games? You're going to Knights games?
I'm going to Knights games every time.
You're going to Knights games every time. So if there's a Raiders home game and a Knights home game at T-Mo, you're going to the Knights game.
Yeah, and I've watched all sports. I've played all sports. I just think hockey is just more fun to watch.
What do you think it is about hockey that has made – because I know a lot of the ladies in the group – I know some of them have their own, you know, football teams they may like, but a lot of them are like most that are strictly hockey. Why do you think that it's just about hockey for some of these ladies?
I think because hockey's really fast paced, it might be easier to understand. Maybe
there's not as many like penalties, yeah, fouls, different calls, I guess, as there, yeah, probably is in other sports.
So and I think a lot of people are like, a lot of people played soccer growing up, and soccer and hockey have really similar rules. So I think if you understand soccer, you're generally going to get hockey. But then also, like, the guys get to fight each other.
Yeah.
More, like, a tackle is like, okay, but you've seen a tackle a bunch. And I'm not saying it's not fun to watch. It is. But, like, watching Ryan Reeves drop his gloves and smirk at a guy, like, and be like, let's go, just for, yeah, fun. How could you not want to watch that?
And they don't get fined, but, or suspended.
Right. No, they're right. Really encouraged almost.
Yeah, right. Very encouraged. But I wonder how that's going to look with COVID now. Because we're supposed to be social distancing, regardless of the bubble, and they're testing all positive in the bubble. Like, it's weird because even the NBA, okay, you're in this bubble, but everybody's supposed to be positive, but yet the bench is still wearing masks, staff is still wearing masks, but you're in a bubble and you guys all tested negative. So it's kind of confusing to me how that would work, especially even with the hockey thing. If everybody's negative and a fight breaks out, but you got a social distance, is there no fighting? I mean,
we've already had exhibition games. Today, yeah, and yesterday, today. There, yeah, have been today, fights. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, there's already been fights. Yeah. The teams won it. The games don't count. They still want it. You know.
Okay.
They're like, we're testing every day anyway, so right. like let's just go at it.
That's the thing. They all know they're all negative, or they wouldn't, yeah, be playing.
Right.
And so I don't think they see any change in their play. Like, they're not out there thinking about social distancing or anything like that. I mean. I'm hoping that maybe this will be an end to Brad Marchand's like licking habit. He likes to lick people's face, which,
oh gosh,
ugh, like maybe Marchie, this will be the end of that.
No, not Marchie, no.
Not our Marchie, a different, oh, but yeah, like,
oh, okay, I'm about to,
oh
say
my
that.
Gosh, Marchie, ours did it.
Like, oh my God, Marchie's out there doing that? Like,
no, our Marchie's better than that.
Okay, good. I was about to say, keep it classy, honey. Keep it classy. But yeah, I was curious about that because I didn't get a chance to see any of the exhibition games, and there was a ton of them today, and wondered when the fights break out, how that works out with the social distancing.
Yeah,
allegedly.
No, it's totally, yeah, normal.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good. Well, good.
So
good.
Are there any changes that we should expect now come playoffs? Any rotations in the lines or players? I know obviously we have our new goalie as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read one of the posts that somebody had made on the VGK Ladies is that we've got 31 people that got to get sent up, because I guess you can have unlimited goalies as part of this bubble scenario, or...
So they just allowed 31 players. I know somebody had said the goalie thing, but yeah. No, they just allowed 31 players, which is more than usual, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so we brought some rookies that maybe wouldn't have gotten a chance otherwise. I think the big thing is that if we were at home and players got hurt, they would just be able to call,
sure,
one of the rookies, mm-hmm, to fly in from somewhere else and play. Well, and right, since we're in a bubble, they can't do that, so they can just bring extra players. But there have been changes to the lines. So Pacioretty got hurt in training camp. He just has like a minor injury.
Right.
But because of the way the bubble is set up, because they have limited time on ice, they didn't exactly know how their access was going to be with doctors and the weight room and stuff. Pacioretty didn't travel with the team to the bubble yet.
Mm.
So he's back, and he's like, he's our main scorer, right?
Right.
So he's back. He's still in Vegas, just sort of finishing out his treatment. And they're hoping that he flies out there soon. And as long as he flies private, like in a private plane, and he tests negative, I think his quarantine would be like really minimal there.
Minimal.
Oh, okay. Good.
And so we're hoping he'll be able to start playing. I mean, hopefully he starts playing by maybe the round robin game,
right.
But mm-hmm. I mean, I think we'd freak out a little bit if he wasn't there for the start of the real playoffs, but
right.
But so because he's out now, we're expecting Chandler Stevenson to take his place.
Okay.
Let's see. How does it work? He, I think, might, yeah. So he would take his place. So it'd be Stevenson, Carlson, and Stone. And then the second line is Marchessault, Stastny, and Smith. And then they've, the third line is Tuck. Oh, it was Tuck, Stevenson, and Waugh. Gosh,
it's been a minute.
Yeah. But now that Stevenson moved, see, now I have to relook.
Yeah.
because now with Stevenson moving up the line. But anyways, but the cool thing is that they've made this new fourth line that's like, what did they nickname it? We was giving it the meat line. Okay. So like, this is going to be a brutal line to play against because it's Carrier, Reeves, and Nick Cousins.
Oh, wow.
Nick Cousins is like, he's a tough player. He's just kind of like an annoying person to play against because he's always there and he's messing with you and stuff. They called him a shit disturber, some of the other players. And then Reeves and Carrier have, the highest hits in the league. So I cannot imagine, playing against that line. It's going to be brutal, which is fantastic for us.
God, that sounds like
I'm ready. I'm so ready. It's not even funny. Like, bring it. I miss my nights. I miss our Vegas team. This is our baby. And now they get a chance to play tomorrow against the Stars. I'm ready. Like, I really want to see this happen. And this will be a true testament to DeBoer to see how well he handles this round robin situation and our team. And I think he's got it. I think he does have it gone because we were hating him for quite some time until we started winning really well and seeing his different adjustments. And we're like, oh yeah, we love him. Like you said.
Yeah.
So it's going to be quite exciting. I'm all for it and I'm super duper ready. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
Now I have a question for you, Katie. And I asked this of a lot of people, what did you, during your quarantine time with your family, first of all, how was it? And secondly, did you learn anything? Did you pick up any new tricks, talents, trades, anything in the quarantine?
It's funny because I remember thinking with everybody at home, like if people don't sit and spend this time like improving their life or I don't know, like catching up on all the to-do lists or if they don't learn a new skill, like it's been a waste. And then like everybody else, I realized like this is a rough time. Take off our expectations. But I don't know. At first, I watched a lot of Netflix, Tiger King.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I rode my horse a lot.
Then
because I rode my horse more often, I got what's called rider's knee. Basically, I got new
injuries. I never heard of such a thing. I'm so sorry. I never heard of such.
It's just like you're just kind of achy and behind your knees and stuff. And so then I spent time rehabbing from that.
Oh,
that's like the story of my life. I'm always rehabbing from some kind of injury.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff, I guess. We changed out the carpet in all our rooms and put in new flooring and built some furniture and. I planted a garden.
Nice.
Watched more Netflix. Then I ran out of shows to watch on Netflix.
Running out of shows is difficult. You're like, now what? Like the whole
They show you the same recommendations over and over again. So then I'm like switching to my husband's account. Like maybe he has better shows on his.
It's the same ones. It's the same ones. I was getting phone calls from people saying, "What? I just finished watching that. What's next to watch on Netflix?" I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been like, I try to space my Netflix out because I knew if everybody was inundated with one show, then I'd run out too fast. So I was trying to like pace myself, watch it slower and slower.
But you know what's really good? Like that I have like, so if you haven't seen Schitt's Creek.
I heard. I need to watch it. Everybody's telling me that. That's on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Give it a few episodes because I think not everybody's gonna like be all on it at first, but you'll love it. And then another one is called The Confessions Killer. And like for me, so it's like about a serial killer that confesses to over 300 murders.
Oh my God.
There's a twist, like you have to watch it. It's like as shocking, if not more, than The Tiger King for me.
So. Yeah, to be honest with you, ladies, I never got into Tiger King. His voice got on my nerves within the first episode, and I just was like, done.
Did you not love his music video? Where he had the fake Carole Baskins?
I heard the song, but his voice just annoyed me. I just couldn't get through it. I just was like, I can't do it with this guy. His shirts are terrible. His voice is bad. I just couldn't get through it. I'm going to have to adjust and go back and
watch it again. As a kid, did you ever watch Ernest? Like, Ernest Goes to Jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it sounds exactly like him.
He is him. He is him. Yeah. It's like the white trash version. It's like there was like that was like his long lost uncle or something, Ernest.
Totally. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I feel like Jim Varney, or was it Jim Varney? Is that the actor? Is that his name?
Varney is correct. I'm not sure if it's Jim.
Okay. I don't know. I just felt like that was more convincing than the Tiger King. I gotta go back and watch.
Or we were younger then too, so didn't maybe
I don't know.
Odd, but I don't know.
Before
we let you go, I did want to, since I am in Seattle, and we do have this new expansion team, I wanted to kind of see what you thought. There's been some comments in here as well about some of the listeners wanting to know what your thoughts on the Kraken, the Seattle Kraken. I know there's been a lot of memes from people just from my hometown that obviously it's a big joke out here, but everybody seems to be with the name. I personally love the new logo. I love the jersey that they've brought out. What is it that you expect, you know, having the expansion draft, and you saw how they built our team, the Misfits, kind of taking a little bit from everybody. Are you worried about what may happen come in 2021, 22, when now there's another expansion draft and we may have to be losing a couple players to now donate to the Seattle team?
That's the thing. We are the only team that's in good shape for that, because when Bill Foley paid his fees to get the team, he signed an agreement that said, and I think maybe he paid extra for this. Gosh, I used to know this again, quarantine brain, but we are the only team that is exempt from that draft.
Wow.
So we don't have to give up any players. Everybody else has taken the fees. That's good. So what's cool about that too is, besides not losing any players, we may be able to benefit from everybody else.
Right. Everybody else losing players.
Like, and then we can sit there and make all these deals to try and help save them from somebody, from losing somebody. So, you know, McPhee has just been really brilliant in how he handled the draft. You know, they can say we had favorable draft rules, which helped us.
Yeah,
sure. But McPhee was brilliant. Like, the way he acquired our players was amazing. So it's one of those things where I think people won't be overly shocked if Seattle has a really good team. But at the same time, like, they could totally just be average, because if their GM doesn't do as good of a job acquiring players as George
and McPhee. Well, and it would be so, I mean, that's news to me, and I am completely thrilled to hear that, because I was worried, like, I mean, yeah, they'd be going to Seattle, but I still would want them to be on VGK. Like, I didn't know how to handle that, but I didn't even know there was an option that you could even have that little tidbit, you know, I'm going to slide you a little extra cash, and we're going to stay out this next expansion draft.
Well, because we were too new. I think that was part of, like, a fairness thing, you can't give a team, you know, these new players and then take them away 2 years later or three
right,
years later.
Prior to us, there was like, 20 years or something since the last, I think the last team that was in the NHL.
I don't remember exactly when the last one was.
I want to say it was like the 70s or 80s. Like, it was pretty, I mean, it was.
I think it was in the 90s, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, again, something I used
before
to
my hockey fandom, for sure. Well, thank you. So where can everybody find VGK ladies, the groups, and of course we even have Natalie. She said, can the Giants and Patriot fans join the Raiders group?
And I just was about to write her, telling her if I'm the admin, that's a hell no. So that's not gonna work.
They can join if they want to positively say things against about the Raiders, but
it's all about positivity, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Where can they find the group? Do you have any event? I know it's COVID, so I know most of the events that you guys had planned for the summer had kind of gotten postponed. Are you kind of just waiting for that to kind of figure out where it may lead as far as when things will start opening up again to have events? Or
Yeah, so they can find us, so facebook.com/VGKladies, or just search for VGK Ladies. You'll find our Facebook page, and then at our page, there's a link to the group. Okay. And then we also have Instagram and Twitter. Both of them are at VGK Ladies. And we have a website, VGKladies.com. Just Google VGK Ladies, and you'll find us all. As far as events, I'm so disappointed that we cannot have our events. The only thing that's really holding us back from that is the limit of 50 people. So that's just a statewide thing. We cannot have more than 50 people in a room at a time, which means our events are a no-go for now. But as as soon as we can get past that, I don't care. We can wear masks, whatever. But as soon as they allow us to have more than 50, I'm going to go ahead and have one.
Oh, for sure. You got it. We miss it. And I also want to post, because you had mentioned the tank tops.
Yes. Here. I love those.
We're going to add the link in for you guys. I know it's not you VGK ladies. It's a bleacher or a bench warmer, right?
Bench clearers.
But they've got these great tank tops, not just for VGK, but it's for all hockey teams. And there's a link that we'll post when we post the podcast to purchase whatever team you may need. But they're, first of all, hockey jerseys are hot, and it works good when you're on the rink and you're in your ice, and you got to stay warm. But especially in Vegas, you can't wear those all season and rep your team. Like, there, it's no way. But these are beautiful because it's almost like you have a tank top jersey.
Yeah. I like them.
They're officially licensed, and with this summer, you're not going to the rink anyways, so you might as well wear a tank top out. They're really comfortable. They're soft, and I just love the design. Like, I love that it has the black at the bottom because I feel like it's slimming on your hips. Mm-hmm. But the size of the, like, true to size, like, you don't have to worry that they're going to be too small when you get them. And with the link that we have, you get 10% off, which you don't really get elsewhere. Even if they just go to benchclearers.com, they can use a coupon code VGKladies and they'll get 10% off at checkout.
Perfect.
I love them.
I'm excited to get one, but they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
They look legit like your jerseys. So,
right. And the material and everything. Like, it's just a tank top. Like, even if you were just not even, you know, you're just repping the city, especially it's the summertime right now. We need that. We can't wear the hot, heavy jerseys right now to rep. Yeah. We got to wear the tank tops.
And those red ones. So, the men, you notice the men's line has like the main logo, then they have the white version, so the away jerseys, and then they have the secondary logo. So it's that red with the
red one.
I asked them, I said, when are you going to come out with the red one for women? Because right now they just have the like the main gray jerseys.
Regular.
And they said, you know, as they're testing out a women's line. So if the women's line does well, then they'll release all these other ones. So I'm like,
let's go, ladies. Let's order those jerseys. Yeah. Oh my God. But they're beautiful. And there's a video that you guys have on your page that shows you guys trying them on and showing the packaging. So I'm definitely check that out as well. But again, Katie, we really appreciate it. We can't wait to see more of the posts for VGK ladies to the season starting tomorrow, basically, for our guys in the exhibition game. And I'm sure Mo will definitely be entertained by her new Raiders group.
I'm so excited about that. I had no idea. I'm ready for that. I'm going to be all in that thing. And any information I get, I'm sharing it straight to the group. So thank you, Katie.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And stay safe out there.
Definitely.
And your family.
Stay safe for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. Oof.
KT, no ghost stars. Are you kidding me right now? It's about to be all about VGK. You're not about to text me right now telling me ghost stars. No, that's not happening. Sorry. Not going to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Not going to work today. Not today,
you guys have been
Satan.
Doing too
not
much.
Not today.
Doing
not
too much.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Oh, Lord. Well, we've had a long week. I know I've been traveling. Mo's got stuff going on. We definitely are going to get more into other sports in future weeks. I know for me, it's been exciting to, even though I've had a busy day, come home, watch ESPN, and there's real sports news happening, and there's real highlights happening, because we haven't seen that in some time. Shout out to our Aces who are currently playing right now. I don't know, Natalie, if you're still in the chat, drop us a score or not. But they had their second game. They lost on Saturday or Sunday.
I know. And it was kind of like deja vu. It was. We lost. They lost to us with Hamby scoring at the last 3 seconds
Quigley
of the game.
Quigley scored a three with the last
Quigley did the three at the last. Yeah. So it's just a deja vu.
It was karma. It was karma. It was just like, you know, they did it now, or we did it. Now they did it.
They're playing the Atlanta Dream tonight, right?
Yeah, they started at 7, so I know they've got to be a good halfway through it now.
And then ESPN added more WNBA games to the schedule, including the Aces game, so we could be able to catch those on ESPN, so that's great. My Lakers debut tomorrow evening against the Clippers. I'm excited about that. How dare they put a versus on when my Lakers are playing? Like, what are you trying to do to me? You're going to put Rick Ross and freaking 2 Chainz on a versus tomorrow night with my Lakers are going to be on. I know. I mean, it's an okay versus. I ain't going to say it's the greatest. But people, don't sleep on Chainz. I told KT this on his show. Shout out to Sports Life Talk. I told him, don't sleep on Chainz. Ross has hits. Don't get me wrong. But when you start hearing those Chainz songs, you're going to get up out of your seat and start twerking on the chair. I guarantee it. You're not going to do that with Ross. You're going to want to see
some of those club bangers that she
does, but Chainz has the twerk music, and that's what it's at. We want to get hypey right now. So it just depends on the audience. What are you in the mood to hear? It's the same thing with Babyface and Teddy Riley.
How many of their the songs with other people that they've done? Because, you know, Rick Ross has a hook on almost everybody's song.
Well, that's the thing. And is that a fair advantage because he's on a collab with someone? Like, do your own stuff. Like, let's see what you got. But everybody's on his stuff. So it's just kind of one of those things. But I say don't sleep on Chainz. He's going to pull a bag out. I feel like Chainz.
And one thing we didn't mention either, though, for hockey that I forgot. For hockey fans out there, it's going to be like March Madness for you these next couple weeks. They said they're going to be having 3 games out of each hub. So 3 from every single day. So 6 games total with 2 hours in between. That's like 12 hours of hockey every day.
Well, that was today. Today it was like 6 games, I felt like. Like, it was like all the matchups. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, you were just watching hockey all day. And if you wanted to do that, that was great because it's back and it just gives you something else to watch. I got to say, I watched my boys in blue debut their season opener against those Giants without the fans and seeing the cute cutouts, which were great. It was boring. I mean, I was watching and I didn't see any excitement. Last night's game was a little bit more exciting, of course, during the Astros series because of the Joe Kelly thing. But they're using sound bites that don't even go with the plays. And then, I'm sorry, the NBA bubble is looking like my NBA 2K game. I love the camera angles, but when you see the highlights and you're watching it on Instagram, I swear to God, it looks just like the graphics on a 2K.
Well, and like they have those bright, you know, LED screens. I'm like, that's too much. I don't know how they're playing on this court. Like having those bright lights at you like this, and they're it's too much.
I mean, that didn't disorient me much as seeing the angles. Like they're getting great the cinematography is amazing. Let me just tell you, we're getting vantage points that we normally don't see in the bubble, which I like. But at the same time, it looks like I'm playing a game.
Well, hockey, too, they're supposed to go from like 20-some cameras now going to have 32 cameras.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to see vantage points that you'll never see.
That we're going to be seeing and the puck.
Imagine when it's a fight and you can see every vantage point of a fight, like you're watching an action movie.
Knocked out, you know?
Yeah, like you're watching every action sequence that you've ever wanted to watch before. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
It's insane. But here's the thing is the bubble, they've had no positive COVID tests since July 20th. So maybe
the bubble's working.
NBA, it's working for them. So we're hoping that works. MLB, on the other hand, at least in the Miami area.
So will this predicate if MLB is having problems that football will have problems? And honestly, not for nothing. If the Marlins have a suspension because of COVID positives, that to me is a disadvantage for them against the other teams. If you're going to suspend the team, then you need to suspend pause the rest of the games because it doesn't match for their number of games played. Like what do they do? Play catch up? Like that doesn't even make any sense.
Is there now like 5 asterisks in your
right? Like come on, that's just not right.
Now we're not slated to play until Monday, and that's if. I mean, right now they have 19 people that
19
have
people. Positive. That's why I say you suspend it again. You put everybody on pause because how are they supposed to catch up for the games played to move up in ranking? to go into the playoffs and stuff. That doesn't make any sense.
It's like you almost feel it's impossible to be in a bubble with that many people, I think, per team, or they'd have to have maybe a quadrant of bubbles, like four different ones or something. I don't know. But it'll be interesting because, you know, some of these cities are going a lot harder with the COVID cases and increases than others.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And for the Marlins, they traveled. They went to Atlanta first, and then they came up to Philly. It's like, where did they get it? How did they get it?
And then it also affected the Yankees and Orioles. Yeah. I mean, it's just this web that we're going to keep on weaving unless someone decides to really stop things for a second.
Well, they don't bubble them either, and they let them go out and about and do their own thing too. So it's kind of like, what the heck? You know, you're either going to quarantine the players or you – I mean – It's just all weird. It's very interesting. Well,
there's six Patriots that have already opted out for this year, including Patrick Chung, who did have cancer as a cancer survivor. So I can understand that.
And Marcus Goodman did too.
Now for the Eagles. So yeah. There's people that are opting to not play. And we'll see if that continues or not. I know the Seahawks here were all arriving to the VMAC yesterday to get their COVID test. They can't even enter the practice facility until they've had four tests, I think, in the next few days and be negative. So
shout out to Natalie too. She says the score is 35-47 and the Aces are up.
I love it.
I'll take that all day.
Yes. I love it. And shout out to Girl Power Sue Bird.
She's on the cover of Slam magazine.
Here's the deal. I did not realize that she was only the third. I literally went through every year of Slam magazine. I did like a Wikipedia search. She's only the third person to ever be on the cover, a woman on Slam magazine. That's
very deserving. Amazing. I think that's great. I think it's awesome. Yeah. And it's good that they featured her as one of the people because she's been pushing hard for all the social advocacy movements. It couldn't have been a better person. If it wasn't her, it'd probably be her better half, Megan. So, we're into the season of basketball, that being a basketball-themed magazine, I think it was very fitting for having Sue Bird on the cover. So, big ups to her. That was great. That was really awesome. And shout out to everybody representing on Black Lives Matter. I love the position of where the court is. I love our ladies going hard for Breonna Taylor. I love that they addressed it.
So the Breonna Taylor is now higher, I think, on the jersey. So now you're
seeing on the t-shirts, it's higher. Too. And then it's up a little bit more on their bottom. Because remember, their names are always on the bottom of their jerseys. Right. They're never at the top like the men's.
Right.
But even if you don't see the message, you're going to hear the message. And I do appreciate the ladies taking the time.
That opening night with the Storm of Liberty was really amazing.
It was really nice. Opening games for even the baseball players on the east and in the west. We loved how that was going down. So just keep that momentum going and
keep it going. Don't forget, arrest these cops that murdered Breonna Taylor. We're over it.
And shout out to Brian Salmon for putting it out there on an open spectrum as far as getting it
national radio
on his stage. So appreciate that, Brian. Thank you so much for protecting myself and other Black women who feel like we don't have the men that sometimes have our backs, or we don't think that they do. But we know that you guys are out there. You guys are rocking for us and all of the women that may have endured any kind of racial inequalities or social injustices or domestics. Shout out to anybody that is still fighting for Vanessa because she still needs justice too. And we love that you guys are repping the ladies. We love that this time we're in, that sports is starting. My Lakers are going to win tomorrow. I don't care about Lou Williams going to Magic City because Magic City is no bigger than my condo. Hey,
but the fries did look good. The crinkle cuts.
Care about that. Have you been to Magic City? Have you ever been in there?
No, I never have.
Okay, so I have.
Guys, have been good strip clubs with fries out here or out in Vegas.
I mean, good food, period. His whole plate looked good, but Magic City is no bigger than my condo, for real.
And why you would go there,
And why would you go there to you get know food? It's COVID. And you know there's no social distancing in a small club like Magic City.
And
it
how is very strippers small. Functioning right now? I thought everything in Atlanta and everywhere else was closed. I mean, we know in Vegas the strip clubs are closed. How are these girls still operating?
The strip clubs aren't closed out here.
Spirit Marino's
open.
Since when?
It's been open for a couple weeks now, but they're not doing it like a strip club. That's the thing. There's loopholes to everything. They're doing it like a different type of thing. I'm not trying to rat or be, you know, snitching on how they're doing their business. They're legitimately open. But it's a just different type of thing.
For food, Magic City, for meals.
Magic City might be able to do the same thing. Who knows? Knowing Atlanta, they probably just with it. But yeah, they have some things that they do that are a different juxtapose for these ladies out here.
Wow.
And the food is bomb. I mean, shoot, that food at Crazy Horse 3 was amazing. I mean,
well, I thought Spearman had waffles.
Their grub is pretty good. Yeah, their grub is pretty good. Like, I'm not a hater to it because the food is good, you know?
Wow. So. Interesting. Yeah. Well, anyways, y'all, we can't wait to get into more sports. I'm excited for football training camp to be starting up here hopefully next week, it sounds like, as all goes well. Shout out to Jamal and Jamal Adams, who's coming to Seattle. We paid a hefty price in the
trade.
You
sure did.
We sure did. But hey, if he can come and do what he needs to do, we're not going to be complaining much. Because we would have traded those two first rounders for like 30 sixth rounders and then never signed them. So who knows? I don't know.
Shout out to Pat Mahomes too, making money moves. He's a baseball guy. His dad played baseball and stuff, and now he's with the Royals. Bo Jackson's former team, former Raider. It's all a good time.
Bo Jackson, Patrick Mahomes jersey.
No, don't do that. I don't want to do that because you're going to jinx the Raiders, and they're in the AFC division. No, we don't need to do that. We just keep it separate. Have him do his Royals, being an owner, stay with that, and then we'll deal with him on the AFC West. We don't need him to ever mention Bo Jackson's name. We don't want you jinxing our team, Pat Mahomes. We want to face you guys when we face you in Allegiant Stadium and try to win that game. That's what we want.
So
there it is.
So far. I hope we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so, too. But I think that's a great money move and money play for his contract. I think that's something that
and it was kind of like they were like, you know, he was like, so I'm about to get this paycheck. Give me 1 month and I'm gonna put down this much and be part your owner. Like, he already knew all this.
And he's in a group. Let's be clear. He's not half the ownership. He's part of a group. He's in a group collectively, like all the other investors. A-Rod
and J-Lo and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like all the investors do a group.
But that's still major. Nobody else.
No, it's great. I think it's great, especially with him at his young age. I mean, it's a smart investment. It's a wise investment. Baseball is always going to be one of the richest sports out there. More lucrative and definitely a guaranteed payday. Now, again, with his contract, it's not a guarantee of him making that much money.
Right.
But for the percentage of what he got guaranteed to put it to that type of investment, I think that's great. I think it's awesome.
Why not?
That's how
you work at the system.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Well, all right. It's still light out here. So I'm going to get out and have some fun.
Well, good. Good. Enjoy your trip. Please stay safe. Please mask up. Please do.
I will. I'm masking. I literally brought like 5 masks with me. And here's one thing. Seattle definitely takes this thing seriously. Like, people are walking outside just going for walks by themselves with masks on. Like, they, I think, understand it more than people in Vegas or people in other places. They're having these high increases. I mean, everywhere you go, someone has one. You know?
That's
so
good.
It's a good thing. So I'm excited.
That's good.
For that.
Way to set the tone. We need that.
But right. We appreciate you guys tuning in. As always,
yes,
please share, subscribe, bring somebody new into the group on Facebook.
And we're getting new members in the group too. So shout out to our recent members that have been asked to join. I've just been adding you guys. So thank you and welcome.
I love it. Good.
And we want you guys to participate.
Yay. Thank you so much. And we will catch you next week.
Sounds good. Yes.
All right. Bye.
All right, you guys. Deuces. Stay safe out there.